At the time, you were one of 19 women serving in the state legislature. So it was a good old boys club. So how did you navigate this good old boys club, and you needed support on a bill? And how did, tell us about that.
Well, I guess this is part of where being a parent came in handy, because I'm very small, as you know, and 5'1". And I learned right away that I wasn't going to fight my way anywhere. I wasn't going to be a harsh disciplinarian, because sooner or later, all my kids would be bigger than me. And I had to learn to negotiate from basically the time they were born on. I tried to negotiate and reason, and I think that served me well there. And I will credit someone else here, and that's Michael Patton. And I worked with Michael clear back when we were picking up trash and litter along highways and planting trees and doing things. And when I ran for office, he said to me, he said, "Jeannie, people want a politician that will listen, not just talk." And I honed my listening skills. I had been a volunteer for years with Call Rape, Glory Dialectic, and I had learned to listen. And people will find that hard to believe since I do talk. But I would listen to these people, and I would find a commonality, John. I would find something we had in common. And I served with people that was challenging to do in some cases, but we would find it. And once you find that thread of what you have in common, you build from the commonality. So you build on your commonalities and not your differences, and that's what I did.
Who were your buddies in the legislature? Were any that...
Well, it was very strange, actually. Jabbar Shoemate went in with me. He left us later to run for the Senate. But if you can picture this, Jabbar Shoemate, he was much taller than me and much larger than me. We actually traveled around the country to conferences on education and different committees we were on. And Wade Ruflo, again, the John Wayne of our class, who's very, very tall, very large. Wade Ruflo and I were good friends. There were so many. I mean, everyone in the caucus got along. But I would say in my class, Wade was in my class. I didn't have, I can't remember having women come in with me. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't think they did. And, but certainly them. And then the later, the younger, I call them the kids. Of course, Emily is there now. Emily Virgin came in and was a bright spark. And it was good to see young people come in. Scott Inman was just a fantastic orator. And I sat in front of him and often would, I'd send him notes while he was speaking. So I served with some very, very smart people. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm extremely grateful, because I think they helped me grow and be a better person too.
I'm going to pick out some items here that you were involved in. Like, you got behind public school students to be able to carry medicine for allergies. It's hard to imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I guess because I was a woman and had kids, they put me on the education committee. I was on the education committee for 12 years and often in the minority. I had to laugh because I'd never been in a classroom except as a student, but they put the girl, because I was a girl, on education and left me there forever. And I would rather have been on a criminal justice or something that I had more knowledge about, you know, the prison system or criminal justice. But I stuck with education. I was very unsuccessful on anything to do with sex education, biological knowledge through the years. I worked with the Community Service Council, and we just could get nowhere on educating kids. And thankfully, we have the internet now, and kids, I think, are educating themselves, and probably I'm getting educated too, on, you know, how you go through your teen years and puberty and become good adults, safe and healthy. We had no success there. However, we just kept plugging away, and that was one of the things. Kids were always in my office, and I appreciated that. Kids who had transgender issues, kids who had bullying issues, kids who had trouble with regular schools, and I'm a big proponent of public education, and these kids and their teachers meant a lot to me, and I tried to always be their face when I rose to speak, if it was on education issues or personal safety issues or health issues for them. Yeah, I did.